You mentioned Lynn Swann probably had a little more publicity via television. Do you think that there's some sort of bias still with the Raiders, or that maybe that has something to do with the fact that why you're not in the Hall of Fame yet? The
Well,
team you played for?
it started with the genius Al Davis. I mean, he was feared among his other owners, respected, but they feared him. And he took on the NFL and beat him in court. He moved the Raiders. He does things by his own law instead of the NFL law. And that's a political thing. I think a lot of political situation was involved with Kenny Stabler or Lester Hayes or me, because they don't want to see a lot of Raiders in there because of Mr. Davis. And that has a lot of effect on why we're probably not in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. Now, that's a strong statement. I think some people would maybe shy away from that. Why don't you shy away from making that statement?
Because Mr. Davis was a tough man, and he loved taking on a situation where he can defeat it. And other people knew that in the National Football League. So I think that's why Mr. Davis was so feared. And he was respected. But, you know, just like when we moved to Los Angeles, you need the vote of the NFL owners. He didn't get no vote. I'm going. I'm leaving. So consequences, when the Baltimore Colts left and went to Indianapolis in the middle of the night, they did the same thing. They didn't take no vote. So Mr. Davis has always been a maverick in everything he did, and he's opened the doors for other situations. I remember when Jerry Jones first came into the National Football League in his first year with the Dallas Cowboys. No other owners called him but Mr. Davis, and that's why Jerry Jones and Mr. Davis were very close, and that's why Jerry Jones has that same, you know, outlook on his approach like Mr. Davis did. I don't need your vote. I don't need you to give me permission to put Coca-Cola in my stadium. You know, I'm or Adidas, you know, when the brand is Nike, you know what I mean? So, you know, Mr. Davis was a maverick, and he set the tones for other people to be mavericks too.